Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Our focus is on getting Deshaun Watson just healthy enough so we can cut him in February.
Yeah, he did that again thing, though, that was like, if you didn't hear me the first time, yeah. I'm gonna say the same thing over again, because clearly you didn't pay attention.
And actually, I love the follow-up. I thought that was great.
You have to follow it up right there.
Yeah, and I love...
The follow-up is like, give me a better answer, and Andrew Barry's like, no, I'm not going to.
I couldn't tell who the reporter is, but like, when you... These guys are slippery, and I don't mean this in a mean way, but they are slippery, and you can ask them point-blank questions. And if they give you any avenue to go back, you have to. And even if they do that, that's fine. But like, I there is something about today that I really, really appreciate what the Browns media did, where there were several really important follow-ups that they got in there. And at one or two times, it actually did lead to a different answer. But like, I look at this and it's just, I think it's apparent where the Browns are with Deshaun. And I think it becomes, how do you do it? When do you do it? And how do you spin it to Browns fans? The only thing that might stop them from you know, getting out of that contract this offseason is if you just want to have him inactive like we talked about. I think they know they need a PR win.
Well, there is the idea that Ross threw out there where basically next year is the credit card bill is due and you're just going to pay it all in 1 year. And if you do pay it all in 1 year, then you're paying everything with Deshaun. You're paying everything with any contract you would have any sort of problems with down the road.
I think the problem is it's tough.
So hard to spell out to people, though.
But I think the problem is then you're not just committing to Andrew Barry and Kevin Stefanski for the rest of this year. You're committing for the rebuild. You're committing, like,
that can go both ways, though, right? I mean, that can go where both of them are gone or both of them are with you.
Well, yeah, but what I mean is if they're going to be here, if you say,
yeah,
like, it's almost like if you say we're going to go ahead and next year's going to be the year that we've been putting off because it just didn't work out, we're going to pay that tax bill as much as we can in 1 year, and we're going to live with the results on the field. If you say that, fine, but then you can't go into next year saying they have to sing for their supper. They can't. If you hogtie them with resources to build a winning team, then it would be disingenuous if they got through that and then you allowed the public bloodletting. That, you know what I mean? Like, for, in terms of firing the two of them or one of them. It feels like if you're going to make the decision, you let that happen now, and the new GM kind of says, hey, this needs cleaned up. We've got to do this. This year's going to be a little difficult. And that's how you present it going forward. But you can't do both if you're Haslam.
We got like 12 million different directions they can go with this, don't we?
Yeah, they do.
It's a real choose your own adventure book. And I don't know. What's the route that makes the fans happiest? I keep trying to figure that out in my head. Like, what is the route that I feel like most fans would realize going into next year? Like, all right, awesome.
It starts with cutting.
So you cut Deshaun.
Yep.
And then, but what is it though? Is it trying to do the Justin Fields thing? Is it trying to draft a quarterback? But then again, everyone we talk to around this quarterback class doesn't love this quarterback class. Is it doing the paying off the credit card? Is it pushing the can down the road when it comes to the credit card with all these salary caps and everything attached to it? Like, I honestly don't know that there's an answer out there that'll please the fan base. There's no obvious answer that says everyone's going to be thrilled with what we're doing.
If you start the plan with cut Deshaun, and then you go to a former Ohio State quarterback who looked really good for four games. Hey, what happened with that Russell Wilson thing? I don't know. I just know that Justin Fields was 3-1 or whatever he was with Pittsburgh. I mean, look at that. He's a winning quarterback. But you're honest. You have to be honest.
Are you honest in telling them they're not trying to win a Super Bowl?
No. Well, yeah. I mean, I think I think that's almost an obvious. I think you have to spin it as, that contract really didn't work out, and we don't want it to hurt us 5 years from now. We're willing to make that trade-off for this year, and here's the things we're going to focus on.
With respect to Andrew Barry and Kevin Stefanski, and this is what I liked about them for the longest time, I don't know that they have it in them to say we're going to go and put out a quarterback in Justin Fields that if everything goes right, we win 8 or 9 games, and we have no chance of making it to the Super Bowl. They are so boom or bust as a group. That's all they've shown me to be. And we're on the bus portion of that, and that is very obvious. I just don't know they have it in their DNA to say we're going to try to win 8 or 9 games.
I don't think you sign Justin Fields to win 8 or 9 games.
Well, I don't think he can win you a Super Bowl, so I think that's exactly what you're doing if you sign him for 8 or 9.
No. I mean, I think you do it with the understanding. You're going to sell him to fans because he went to Ohio State and all this other stuff. I think he's your RG3. And I think he's better than RG3 was.
He's your we're going to stink?
Yeah. 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 He'll be your Josh McCown. Now I'm just going to... a bunch of bad quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But yeah.
He won 7 games his final year with the Bears.
I think if you know next year's not going to be very good, getting a familiar face that everybody likes for some reason or another, this guy played at Ohio State, he's still relatively young, but internally, we're going to have limitations. We're going to have limitations because we're paying the tax man to get out of this whole thing. But again, the most important part of that is you're selling it as we're doing this to absolve ourselves of the mistake, and now we got a young guy that we like, and we're going to see where this goes with him. Even if you know privately where this goes is to 3-14, and then you're going to have the most impressive, sexiest thing anyone can sell you on, which is either Arch Manning or Drew Aller.
Yeah, he's too good for a tank. I'm not the biggest Justin Fields guy. He's too good for a tank.
In which way?
He's going to win you too many games. He'll stumble into winning you too many games. If you're really going for Arch Manning or Drew Aller,
which one of the Chicago years are you pointing to on that one, Hoss?
The one where he won 7 games with a pretty bad Bears team.
With a great defense.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the
previous
years?
Our defense is going to be all of a sudden just abysmal? I think he will stumble into too many wins.
What's too many wins?
Four or five might be it.
Four or five? Well, 4 or 5. For Arch Manning, yes.
Four wins was what the Giants had last year when they ended up picking, 6th overall?
4 or 5 is going to get you close enough maybe to trade up for Drew Aller. I almost want to call him Aller every damn time. The 5 at 5, next on 92.3 The Fan.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.